In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salem Al-Shammer.
Surah Al-Isra.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Do they not see that God, who created the heavens and the earth, is able to create him?
He is able to create someone like them, and he has appointed for them a term about which there is no doubt, but the wrongdoers refused to accept as ungrateful.
Did these polytheists not see with the eyes of their hearts?
They know that it is God who created the heavens and the earth.
He is able to create people like them after they become bones.
God has set a deadline for these polytheists to destroy them.
There is no doubt that he came to them.
So the disbelievers refused to accept to deny the truth of his promise that he promised them and to deny it.
Say, if you possessed the treasures of my Lord's mercy, then you would withhold for fear of spending, and man would be stingy.
Say, O Muhammad, to these polytheists.
If you people owned the coffers of my Lord's properties of money,
then you would be stingy with it for fear of spending and frugality.
The person was stingy and constipated.
Say, we gave Moses 9 clear signs.
So ask the children of Israel when he came to them, and Pharaoh said to him.
Pharaoh said to him, O Moses, I think you are bewitched.
We gave Moses 9 clear signs.
It is the hand of Moses and his staff.
Flood, locusts, and lice.
And frogs, blood, and teeth.
And a shortage of fruits.
It became clear to those who saw them that they were proofs for Moses, testifying to his sincerity and the truth of his prophecy.
So ask the children of Israel, O Muhammad, when Moses came to them.
He said to Moses, Pharaoh,
I think that you, Musa, are dealing with the science of magic.
These are the wonders you perform from your magic.
He said, I know that no one sent down these things except the Lord of the heavens and the earth is all-seeing.
Insights, and I think that you, O Pharaoh, are wanderers.
Moses said to Pharaoh,
you know, O Pharaoh, what these 9 verses were revealed.
Except the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
Insights for those who gain insight into them.
And guidance for those who are guided by them.
Whoever bet on them knows that whoever brought them was right.
And I think that you, O Pharaoh, are cursed and deprived of goodness.
He wanted to provoke them from the ground, so we drowned him and everyone with him.
Pharaoh wanted to provoke Moses and the children of Israel from the land.
So we drowned him and all his soldiers in the sea.
And we saved Moses and the children of Israel.
And we said after him to the children of Israel,
inhabit the land.
Inhabit the land, when the promise of the afterlife comes.
So we brought you to Fifa.
And we said to them after the destruction of Pharaoh,
inhabit the land.
Land of the Levant.
When the hour comes,
we have gathered you from your graves to the place of resurrection.
Mixed together, you have turned to one another.
You don't know each other.
None of you side with your tribe or neighborhood.
And in truth we sent it down, and in truth it was revealed.
We have not sent you except as a bringer of good news and a warner.
In truth, we sent down this Quran.
We command justice, fairness, and good morals.
We forbid injustice and ugly things.
Thus, it was revealed from God to his prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace.
We did not send you, O Muhammad, except as a good tidings of paradise.
And a warning to those who disobey us and violate our command.
We have divided the Quran so that you may read it to the people.
So that you may recite it to the people over a period of time, and we have sent it down as a final revelation.
We have made the Quran precise, detailed and clarified.
To recite it to the people slowly, then recite it and explain it.
Do not rush to recite it, lest it be understood for you.
We sent it down little by little.
Say you believe in him or you do not believe.
Those who were given knowledge before him, when it is recited to them, fall down.
They bow down to their chins in prostration.
And they say, glory be to our Lord, if the promise of our Lord is to be fulfilled.
Say, O Muhammad, whether you believe in this Quran or you do not believe in it,
your faith in him will not increase the treasures of God's mercy.
And your abandoning your belief in him does not diminish that.
Even if you disbelieve in him,
For those who were given knowledge of God and his signs before his revelation are among the believers of the people of the book.
Then this Quran is recited to them.
They bow their faces to the ground, out of respect for him. They say it is a sign of purification for our Lord and a disavowal of what the polytheists add to him.
What was the promise of our Lord of reward and punishment?
Unless it has a real effect for sure.
They bow down to their chins, weeping, and this increases their humility.
Those who have been given knowledge are different from the believer of the people of the book. Then the Quran is recited to them. For their chins they cry. The warnings and lessons in the Quran increased their submission to God's command and obedience to him. I pray to God or I pray to the Most Gracious. Whatever you call upon, to him belong the most beautiful names.
Do not pray loudly or silently. Do not be afraid of it and seek a way between it.
Say, O Muhammad, to the polytheists of your people.
I pray to God, people.
Or pray to the Most Gracious.
By which of his names, glory be to him, do you call upon your Lord? You call only one.
And he has the most beautiful names. O Muhammad, do not recite your reading out loud in your prayers and supplications.
The polytheists will harm you. Do not be afraid of it so that your companions will not hear it. But seek a way between speaking loudly and silently until you hear your companions. And the polytheists will not hear it and harm you. And say, O Muhammad, praise be to God, who did not take a son and be a master, not a usurer.
He had no partner in the kingdom. He is helpless and in need of the help of others, weak.
He had no ally to protect him from the humiliation he endured. Because whoever needs to support others is humiliated and humiliated.
And magnify your Lord, O Muhammad. And obey him in what he commands and prohibits you.